Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Okay, welcome back to the Bat Studio, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409TailgateClub.com. With the bowl game and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best barbecue with rubs and sauces from 409TailgateClub.com. They also have a great gift box, and don't forget the famous 409TailgateClub Bloody Mary mix. To top it all off, go to 409TailgateClub.com. Use the code KSN for a special discount for Keystone Kickoff Show listeners. That's 409TailgateClub.com. And remember, for your discount, use the code KSN. All right, Ross, are you ready? I got plenty of questions.
I am, although I'm hungry and...
Man, oh man.
Could you use some brisket?
409 Tailgate Club. Yeah, killing me. Let's keep this thing moving.
Some of those cheesy potatoes, a few ribs.
409 Tailgate Club.
All right, let's get rolling. This one comes from Brad in Dearborn Heights, Michigan. Hi, Ross. Is the next offensive coordinator hire the most pivotal of James Franklin's coaching career so far? I keep thinking back to the fact that if Joe Moorhead was still on the sideline, Justin Fields might be the starting quarterback right now, not to mention many other prospects that felt the same way. This feels like a critical hire to me right now, regardless of the budget. Am I making a mountain out of a molehill?
Well, it's clearly a critical hire. There's no doubt about that. If you're asking, is it the most critical hire of Franklin's tenure? No. When he hired Moorhead, that was the most critical
job saver.
Hire. Yeah. I mean, it was going the wrong direction. I mean, they might have been gone after that year, after year three.
Yeah, I mean, look at some of those games in 2016 early that they needed to win Minnesota, all those games that kind of fell the right way. Once they got comfortable, Trace and Joe got comfortable. I mean, they were on a roll, but I don't know that there'll be a more critical hire in James's Penn State career than Joe Moorhead.
It is kind of bizarre, isn't it, that the one year that they've won the Big Ten, gone to the Big Ten championship game, gone to the Rose Bowl, was that year?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like losing the Pitt, the Minnesota game.
Walloped by
Michigan. Out of all the years for that to be the year that they went, and it's because they beat Ohio State and they had that crazy. They got destroyed by Michigan that year. So it's a very important hire. It's not as important as it was when Moorhead was the guy. Franklin's going to be the coach at Penn State for at least the next 3 or 4 years. At least, as long as he wants to be.
All right, this one comes from Luke in Pittsburgh. He says, hey guys, love the show. Penn State's finished the last two regular seasons with its starting quarterback hurt. How do they run their offense and possibly keep their quarterback healthy? Thanks. That's a tricky one.
I mean, Ross, I think we were talking about this maybe off air, but it just feels like as this offense evolves, the quarterback run has become so important, and he's trying to recruit better athletes to play quarterback, that if you're going to factor in 100 to 150 rushes by the quarterback a season, somewhere in there against these defenses, the odds are that if you just give him all to one quarterback, he's not going to be feeling really good in November.
You know, it's funny because I can speak to this. At every level of football, the quarterback run game is becoming more important and a bigger deal. Lamar Jackson in the NFL, you certainly see it in high school football. And, you know, I'll give you a comparison. Army and Navy, right? Just called the Army-Navy game. Army had at least three games this year where they used at least three quarterbacks because of injuries. It's just the reality. But then Navy had Malcolm Perry, who, by the way, is legit electric. He's the most explosive athletic player I've ever seen play for Army or Navy. Like, he would run circles around Keenan Reynolds.
Wow.
Just in terms of his explosive ability. He didn't get hurt all year. I don't know how that happened.
Right.
He had over 1,500 yards rushing. He had over 300 yards in the Army-Navy game. But you can't expect that to happen. That is going to be the outlier. That's going to be the you know, the rarity, you're going to have multiple quarterbacks ready to go, which is a good thing. Penn State has five guys that are ready to go this year, at least right now, for next year.
All right, that was a good question. Let's keep it rolling. This is from Rich in Bakersfield, California. What percentage is the number you put on the chance of KJ Hamler going pro in 2020? And what percent chance do you think the new offensive coordinator will be promoted from within? And finally, which of the Hawaiian Islands did you visit?
Wow.
That's a distracting
question. Who's that person?
Bakersfield, California, Rich in Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. Hamler going pro, 75%, I'd say. More likely than not, I'm not sure why he would come back unless they – he's very slight. I'm not sure why he would come back. I don't think he could improve his stock that much.
Okay.
I think his reasoning for coming back would be to try to win a national championship, go to the college football playoff, and maybe the Heisman race. You know, if you're KJ Hamler, those are two things. I think he could go in the next year. Although with Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields being back, yeah, even that almost feels like a fool's errand. You know what I mean? Yeah.
They already have half their day set for next year for the
yeah.
It was nice watching KJ Hamler play. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, it was nice.
Yeah. I do think it's interesting. I guess the guys that – well, Etor has already announced he's not coming back.
Correct.
So it is interesting that Mennett and Fries have said they'll be back. Etor said he's gone, but other guys like Castro Fields, Shaka Toney, and Hamler haven't said anything. Do you have a read on that, Bob?
Oh, yeah. I think the longer they go without hearing anything, I think that it is a strong lean that they're gone. Franklin said on signing day that they're still waiting to hear on a couple of guys that are making decisions regarding the NFL. It's those three. He also said he's surprised. He thought they were going to lose more. I think he's pleasantly surprised about Michael Mennett. I think he is.
And then I think that they also thought, you know, some of these guys wait until they get the NFL feedback. The team gives them feedback, but they also want to get the official NFL right. feedback that I think says first round, second round, or stay in school, which I don't really agree with, but that's what it says. So the next question, promoted from within.
Yes, offensive coordinator.
5%? Doesn't seem real likely.
No.
If that was going to happen, I think we'd already know about it. Correct. So I'd say 5%. And the game, Army at Hawaii, was on Oahu, Honolulu, and then we went to Maui for a few days after that.
Nice.
There you go. You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. And don't forget, the listener deemed with the number one question this week will receive a tailgate box courtesy of 409tailgateclub.com. You'll get some sauces and rubs, and we will announce the winner, hopefully, early in the fourth quarter. Did you like that?
Love it.
Did you like that? Hopefully. All right. This comes from the Riz in Princeton. I love his question. Sir Ross, now the season is over. Do you think it was a good decision for Tommy Stevens to transfer? And what, if any, are his NFL prospects?
I do not think it was a good decision for him to transfer. I think he would have performed better with a better team at Penn State. And I do not think he has very much, if any, NFL prospects. He is a guy that maybe he gets a shot in the XFL. I'm not even sure quarterback's his best position to try to get a shot. I mean, he might be a guy that wants to try to switch to being a tight end, a move tight end.
Like the Princeton guys.
Yeah.
Or like the BYU guy that's on the Saints.
Yeah, Taysom Hill. He might want to try that. I just don't think he throws the ball consistently well enough. He also can't ever stay healthy,
right?
Which is a big negative. I don't even think he'll get signed as a quarterback. Like, forget drafted. I don't think he'll get signed. I'm sure he'll get some mini camp tryouts, but in terms of signed, like an off-season roster spot, there's a lot of good quarterbacks out there, man.
There is.
There's a lot of, like, 1AA, division. He's got to be low on the list.
East-West Shrine Game invite, I believe he got, if I'm not mistaken.
Did he?
I think he did. I think I did.
So did Princeton's quarterback.
I think I should have double-checked that, but I'm almost positive that I saw that it was East-West Shrine Game for him.
I can see that.
All right, this one comes from Lou in Wilkes-Barre. He said, "Hi, Ross. It really seems like Penn State has not done very well in the passing game this season outside of Hamler and Freiermuth. When you combine this with the departure of last year Juwan Johnson and now Justin Sorter, there seems to be a problem in this component of the offense. Is this the offensive scheme or player development? What are your thoughts? Thanks."
Well, let me ask this. How many college football programs get a lot of production from their third receiving option? I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to think of the games I did this year, right? Like UCF, they've got a prolific offense. They get nothing from their third receiving option.
Yeah.
It's primarily their two outside guys, and then they run the ball very effectively. The quarterback runs it. Do I think it'd be nice if Penn State got more production from that position? Yeah, but I mean, the flip side is they got really good production from Hamler and Freiermuth, and those guys are really good players. So I think Bob thinks that that's a bigger deal than I do. Bob?
I just think that it's important that they show they can make a play on a consistent basis, because I think it'll affect how defenses, kind of go against Penn State. I just never really felt like defenses were really worried about anyone other than Hamler or Freiermuth. And you look at some other, even though the guy might not have great numbers, you know, if he can make one or two big plays a game, it doesn't have to have five catches a game. If he's two for 38 and he extends two drives, I just never felt like Penn State had that this year or last year.
All right, let's get one more in before we get out. This is from Brad in Doylestown. Hey, Ross, any idea why you think Brett Pry runs so much zone defense? And where in your mind does he rank among defensive coordinators inside the Big Ten? Thanks.
I think he runs a decent amount of zone because they had trouble in man-to-man situations earlier in the season, and I think he realized that Tariq Castro Fields and John Reed were not as good as he thought they would be.
That's a good point.
I don't really know to rank the Big Ten D coordinators, to be honest with you. I mean, I know Jim Leonard's good. I know the Ohio State guys are good. I know the Iowa guy's good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, Prize, I'm sure. They had a lot of talent this year.
They did. They had a tremendous amount of talent this year. And did they get as much out of it? All right, that'll do it for quarter number three and Ask Ross from the Labatt Studio. Don't forget, at the beginning of quarter number four, we are going to announce the winner of this week's question. All right, stick around. We'll be right back.
Keystone Kickoff from KeystoneSportsNetwork.com.
With the college bowl games and pro football playoffs approaching, what better way to celebrate than treating your guests to the best in barbecue with the rubs and sauces from 409tailgateclub.com. They also have great gift boxes. And don't forget the famous 409 Tailgate Club Bloody Mary Mix. To top it off, if you go to 409tailgateclub.com, use code KSN for a special discount just for Keystone Kickoff listeners. That's 409tailgateclub.com, and remember to use code KSN.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hi, this is Dustin Hawkinsmith from the Keystone Sports Network. For the best Penn State football analysis and commentary, go to KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. The rest of the KSN team and I will bring you game reviews, player evaluation, recruiting news, and plenty more. You may even hear directly from some of your favorite recruits. That's KeystoneSportsNetwork.com. You can also take Keystone Sports Network with you. Go to your app store and download Keystone Sports for your mobile device. For Penn State football news 52 weeks a year, count on the Keystone Sports Network.